Hello. Here we are. God Unlimited, University of Healing. Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean. And we got to instant illumination. And do you know what our topic is today? Our topic is a topic that needs to cluck us right in the noggin. The topic for instant illumination is worry empties today of strength. Can you imagine anybody who would be so silly as to worry about anything when they know that it empties them of all their strength? You know, Samson and Delilah was no joke. When Delilah cut Samson's hair, Samson lost all his strength because he was proud of his hair. Samson was told that his hair had his strength in it. And if anybody ever cut his hair off, he would lose all his strength. Now, anytime we worry, that's what it says here, anytime we worry, we lose our strength. Worry empties us of all of our strength. So, who is so silly as to let Delilah cut their hair? You know? Who is so silly as to have one single little worry in their heart at any time over anything at all when all it does is destroy the person who does the worrying? You know, mothers love to worry. They worry about their children, they worry about their husband, they worry about the money, they worry about the house, they worry about all the little details of running the world that they live in. And then these same mothers get so teed off at the neighbors who don't worry. The neighbors who just let their children go out and play. Say, have fun, children. Who just go playing cards in the afternoon and aren't even available in the afternoon when the kids come home from school. Where are they? Who go out in the evening with their husband dancing in the middle of the week. Dancing in the middle of the week. And you know, these worry neighbors, they say, oh, they got a babysitter. Where are they going? Well, then the lady says, oh, we were out last night. And the other neighbor lady said, oh, were you? Trying to pretend she didn't notice him. And then the neighbor lady says, yeah, we were out. My husband called me from the office and said that his mother is dying in the hospital. And so we had to go to the hospital and visit her. And when we got to the hospital, she was sitting in bed, drinking a cup of coffee. And she says, what are you doing here? And, well, we heard you were dying. Dying? I'm a long way from dying. Now you guys go out and have fun. You don't worry about me. I tell you, don't worry about me. And so we went dancing. And we were so happy that mother is all fit as fiddle. And we went dancing, and we danced in the middle of the week. Can you imagine that? In the middle of a work week? Remember when we were kids and we had jobs and we went dancing when we came home from work? We'd work till 5, 6 o'clock at night, maybe 7, and then we'd change our clothes and get all washed up, and then we'd go dancing, and we'd go dancing and dancing and dancing till midnight, and then come home, jump into bed, wake up at 5, get ready to go to work, and then we'd go to work all day long, and then we were thinking about dancing, and so that night when we came home, we'd go dancing. We'd call our friends, you ready to go? No, I'm tired. Okay, I'll call Jeannie then. I don't care who I go dancing with. I just love to dance. I used to even dance with my sister May. We took dancing lessons together at Arthur Murray. And we learned how to dance very nicely. We did all the dance of the day. And we went dancing every single night. We went dancing and dancing. And she had a job at Alice Chalmers. She was some sort of a inspector of parts and stuff like that during the war. And I worked for my dad, but only on weekends. And during the week, I was younger than May, even though she says I was older. I was younger than May, and I had to do my homework. Well, I always did my homework at school, so that when I got home, whatever the evening offered, I was ready for it. And did we have fun? We took the streetcar. First, we took a bus, and then we got on the streetcar. And they took us to downtown Milwaukee to the Eagles Club. And every night at the Eagles Club, the famous dance bands were playing. and we just couldn't stay away. We had more fun than you can shake a stick at. And were we worried? Not in the least. Were we tired? Not in the least. When we went to work the next day, you know where I was last time? We were dancing. We were doing this. We were doing that. And the guy said, but how can you do that? Hey, I'm a kid. I'm full of energy. Yeah, you are. You are. Well, why don't you come along? Oh, come on now. My wife wouldn't go for that. Ask her. See, my wife wouldn't go for dancing in the middle of the week. You know that. Do you take her dancing on the weekend? No. But what difference does it make then? And so a couple of guys that I worked with my dad in his employees, you know, the mason, the bricklayers and stuff like that, they come along. They came with their wives. We had a ride in the car. That's a thick streetcar. But it was wonderful. And then we go dancing. And who were the famous dance bands of that time? Come on.
Glenn Miller.
Danny Kaye.
Paul Whiteman.
Paul Whiteman. Mm-hmm. Oh, there were a bunch of them. They're all the famous ones. You know, of course, they were famous at the time, but they weren't as famous as they got later on. But they were just wonderful. And we had such, and then in the middle of the Eagles ballroom, there was a big ball hanging from the ceiling. It was maybe 8 feet wide, maybe longer, but 8 feet wide, filled with glass crystals. And they would shine all colored lights on it. So while you're dancing, the room was floating with crystal lights. Everywhere you dance, it was just so wonderful. I tell you, who worries? People who worry lose so much in life. They lose the joy of doing things. They lose the joy of having fun. And the lady who worried about her neighbor going dancing in the middle of the week was so delighted to hear that her neighbor's mother was doing just fine, that her neighbor's mother was coming along just beautifully, and she was not dying, even though they had expected to hear that she was doing very badly. So they were dancing out of joy. And do you think they went dancing the next night? You bet. And the next night? You bet. Do you think they were tired in the morning when they went to work? No way. They were filled with the energy that they didn't give up from worrying. So don't give up your energy from worrying. Don't give up your strength from worrying. Don't give up that which is you, and it's so beautiful, and it's so wonderful, and it's just like me. I love you. I love you. I love you.